Good evening, Carrie.
Hey, how are you?
We good.
Oh, that's good.
Good evening, Mom, Daddy Werner.
Good evening.
I call y'all the painters.
They had an
anniversary this week, Laurel.
Who?
Your mom and Mr. Werner.
Well, they just had one. Which one is this one?
Six months.
Okay, we got some callers calling in. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. What about you guys?
We're doing great.
I'm just tired. I like to fall asleep.
Good evening. Is this Auntie Dot? Good evening, 2860, last four digits. Ooh. 418-2860, caller.
Maybe they got it on mute.
Probably so. Mm-hmm. So this was the 6 month anniversary?
Yeah, 6 months.
That's all right. That's all right.
You know they can count. You know nothing in saying yeah, they can count.
Hi.
And paint.
6 months and 240 days.
Yeah. Seems like I remember when Daddy Vernon was saying, this is the anniversary when we first started dating or something. I'm like, now, which one is this one?
Well, this is a marriage.
Okay. Okay, caller 2871139. Is this Bruce?
Correct.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How's everybody?
Hi. It's good.
Are you by yourself, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm by myself.
Okay.
Candace working?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, Doug, Bruce, you missed it earlier. Today is Mom and Daddy Vernon's 6 months and how many days? Anniversary.
3 days.
Oh, man.
2 days. Two days.
Yeah, they still newlyweds, so you know.
Yeah, enjoy. Enjoy. I'm happy
right
for
now.
Y'all.
Yeah. We've been working.
Yeah, they done took up on the job of painters. Okay, Latoya,
yeah.
We have Latoya on the line.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, while we're waiting, do we have any volunteers for the books of the Bible that we have?
Yeah, Mr. Demon said Proverbs, and I can read Matthew. I got it on Matthew now.
Oh, Brian had chose Matthew. You can do Mark.
Okay, yeah, I can get another one.
Okay.
I do Roman. Auntie Betty.
Okay, and Mom, you said you do Mark, right?
Okay, yeah, Mark.
Got one more, Philippians. Okay, we got Mr. Gentle doing Proverbs, Brian doing Matthews, Mom doing Mark, Auntie Betty doing Romans, and then we got one more left, Philippians. We'll just wait on that one. Okay, so we're missing Daniel, Rita.
No, I'm here.
Oh, when you
I'm here.
Oh, are you the 418 number?
I'm good. I'm on mute though, but I'm here.
Okay.
Good. Well, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Unless
you got a phone, but you ain't called nobody.
We're on the front line, Mom. We'll talk later.
Hubert.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah, who just cut? Did somebody else come in, Loretta?
No.
Okay. Hubert with you?
No, I said we miss him, Hubert.
No, he's not with me.
Okay, so we're missing Rita, Candace, Hubert, and Keisha. Candace won't be here. I think we should go ahead and get started.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Are you first?
Ready? I'll go ahead and open us up.
Go ahead and do a roll call so everybody know who all online.
Okay. We have Brian. We have Auntie Carrie. We have Loretta. We have Mom, Mr. Varner, Auntie Betty, Ruth, LaToya, and Daniel, and myself. Okay, welcome everyone for attending today. I'm going to go ahead and open us up with a prayer to bless the line. If you just bow your heads for just a moment. Our Father, ask that you surround us with your protection as we gather today to give you praise. We want to take time today, each and every other day as well, to pause in the midst of life's pressures and to look to you, Lord. Look prayerfully, humbly, and obediently to Christ, who brings prosperity and peace when the storms of life are raging. When we do so as individuals and as Christian community, then we can cut through life's complexities and find peace and direction that the world cannot offer. Know what tomorrow holds. We will know who holds tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Today, our subject is on God's perspective on what to read when you are proud. So what I'm going to do is go over the definition of proud. It's feeling a pleasurable satisfaction over an act, possession, quality, or relationship by which one measures one's stature or self-wealth. Feeling of showing justifiable self-respect. Filled with or showing excessive self-esteem. Of great dignity, honored. I guess that's enough.
Amen.
But what we want to do is just talk about different passages in the Bible that talks about the meaning of proud and how we should reflect that in God's Word. So today we're going to start with Proverbs. And Mr. Gentle, you can start us off.
Okay, Frogwood, 8th chapter, which I'll be reading from, 12th through the 14th verse. Our wisdom dwell with prudent and find our knowledge witty inventor. The fear of the law is to hate evil, pride, and agriness in the evil way. In the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel your mind and thine wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. And now we will have Brian come to us with Matthew.
Matthew 34 through 40. Chapter 25.
Right, okay.
Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous answered, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did to one of the least of these my brethren, you did to me. And in my Bible, it has kingdom dynamics. It's according to God, we are to be concerned about people. When Jesus walked on this earth, he was concerned about people and touched them with the life of God everywhere he went. We have been commissioned to do the same. In fact, our rewards in heaven will be determined by the way we have treated those who are diseased and in prison. Social concern, especially and specifically for those in the church, not be biblical divorce from the Christ. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Jesus equates our treatment of those who are destitute and distressed with our treatment of himself. What we do for them, we do for him. Amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
Professor over there.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you for that, Brian. Okay, Mom, you said you would read Mark for us?
Yes, okay, I'm read Mark 10, 35 through 45. Ooh,
yes,
good.
Long one.
Yeah. All right.
And James and John, son of Zebedee, came unto him saying, Master, we would that thou showest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, what would you that I should do for you? They said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit, one on the right hand and the other on the left hand, in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with, all shall ye be baptized. But to sit on the right hand of my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, ye know that they which are accountable to rule over the Gentile exercise lordship over them. And their great one exercise authority upon them. That ye shall, but so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be greater among you shall be your master. And whosoever of you will be the chief shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to be ministered and to give his life a ransom for many. I just read you 10th chapter of Mark to the 45th verse.
Yes.
From 5 to 45th verse. Okay. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Auntie Betty, you read Romans for us.
Yes. Romans 12th chapter and the 3rd verse. It's because the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you're better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Measure yourself by the faith God has given us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Awesome, awesome.
Hey, Angela, I'll be a reader of Philippians.
Okay, great. Thank you, Loretta.
Okay, I'll be reading out of the Living Bible, Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 11. And it goes on to say, is there any such thing as Christians cheering each other up? Do you love me enough to want to help me? Does it mean anything to you that we are brothers in the Lord, sharing the same spirit? Are your hearts tender and sympathetic at all? Then make me truly happy by loving each other and agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, working together with one heart and mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't live to make a good impression on others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't just think about your own affairs, but be interested in others too and what they are doing. Your attitude should be the kind that was shown us by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his rights as God, but laid aside his mighty power and glory, taking the disguise of a slave and becoming like man. And he humbled himself even further, going so far as actually to die a criminal's death on the cross. Yet it was because of this that God raised him up to the heights of heaven and gave him a name which is above every other name. That is the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To God be the glory, the Father. Amen.
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 Okay, that concludes the books of the Bible on being proud. Let's move over into the sick and shut in. But before I read the prayer that I have, I just want to list the names that I have. If there's any other names you would like to share, please let me know. I have Uncle Dave. I have Marianne. And I had Keisha. She was suffering a little cold this week. And Trey, he got sick yesterday after we had so much fun in the park, so he's having a cold, I believe. And then Tony and Malachi. Is there any other ones in your family members you would like to mention?
Oh, yes.
Uncle Chan.
Okay.
Did you say Mrs. Uncle David?
Sorry, Mama, let Mama,
Aunt
Bet, I think it was Carrie. Which one?
Napoleon mother-in-law, Mrs. Oliver, she had a kidney transplant Friday.
Miss okay. Oliver.
Miss Oliver and Miss Brinkley, she had surgery and she's been in intensive care. They just brought her out yesterday. That's AC cousin.
Okay. AC cousin.
I did have Uncle Dave.
No, she said that was Uncle AC cousin, Miss Brinkley.
Yeah, I got it. I was talking back to Mom. I was,
okay.
Her know that I did say Uncle Dave. Was anybody else she mentioned? Mom?
Mary Ann will start her chemotherapy next week.
Mary Ann? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Going to definitely lift them all up in prayer.
And, I think Mr. Vernon was trying to share.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
This is Bruce.
Yeah, oh, Bruce, okay.
And I had Jarita. She's dealing with her pregnancy and so forth.
Jarita.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to pray for Kenneth for his trisoma going to be next Sunday, and I don't think nobody's going to be able to make it.
Yeah, I called him tonight.
You did?
Yeah.
You had called with him already?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go with the sick and shut-in.
Amen.
Every aspect of our existence is redeemed and enhanced by a healthy prayer life. Prayer is significant to our emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. We too often make our decisions based on the words of those who seem to have power over us, rather than placing our confidence and trust in God, who we know is able and has proven to be faithful time and time again. Far too frequently, we give up hope and we fall into despair. We need to go to God for ourselves and all of our sick ones, Uncle Dave, Marianne, Keisha, Trey, Tony, Malachi, Uncle Cham, Miss Oliver, Miss Brenton, I hope I didn't pronounce that wrong, and Jarita, and laying all those concerns and fears and doubts and issues before Him. When we go to God in honesty and faith, God hears and answers our prayers. Prayer is a healing experience for our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. And again, God, please bless those loved ones we just mentioned. When we pray and get to God without pretense and with sincerity of heart, God begins to do a work in us that is beyond our human understanding. God will speak to us, and we ask that He speak to our loved ones in ways that we can hear and understand. If we are willing and open to listen for His voice. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we move around to our birthday greetings. And we have Toya that's going to be our greeter today. And I know that we have some people on the phone that have celebrated some birthdays. Auntie Dot, what was it, 25?
Yeah, Tony was it.
Stop putting the race on.
Any other birthdays?
Let's see. For the week of the 23rd through the 29th, not on my calendar.
Is Tony already celebrated his?
Yeah, it was Tuesday, I think. Yeah, I think it was Tuesday. And that was Friday.
Okay.
And I think we called him last week. I'm like,
Okay. Well, I missed last week, so I was in it. All righty. Well, Toya, just sing happy birthday to those October babies.
All right. What's so funny? All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all our family. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
All right. Man.
Over there. Great job. Okay, well, what we're going to do at this time in this program, we're just going to go around and let everyone have anything that they want to say, testimony or anything that's excellent going on in our family. Going to start with, how about you, Daniel?
I just want to say hello to everybody. Hey, I love everybody. It's not bad.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Okay. How about you, Miss Toya?
I just want to tell everybody that I love them and I miss you guys. And, you know, I wish everybody a blessed week coming up.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Betty.
Pat.
Okay. Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay.
Bruce? Yeah, I just want to share something real quick that I got out of church today. Actually, on fourth Sunday before church, we have like a little marriage class we go through. And just something real quick that I got out of it. A lot of times when we wake up in the morning, we kind of think about ourselves, and in a way, it's kind of selfish how we wake up and we might think, you know, what's the day going to bring? And the first thing we're thinking about is, you know, how our day is going to go and what we're going to do to make our day better. But through marriage class, you know, we was told that, you know, we could actually look out for our spouses and trying to make day better, day go better. What can we do to make our spouse's day go better? And if we could focus on that a little bit more, if we're able to ensure that your spouse's day goes better, that'll automatically turn back to you where you would be rewarded, where your day will automatically be better. So I just wanted to throw that at y'all for today. And
amen.
Have a great day. Amen.
Wife, we love her.
And we miss her.
We miss her.
Yes, yes. That's beautiful. Something like that was in our Sunday school, said the question was that is married people happy than single people? But I think it's a mixture of both. Some married people are happy and some single people are happy. So, anyway, that was the question in our Sunday school. I just want to say that. But I do have a song I'm going to try to sing.
Don't try.
Do it. Y'all did it for me?
Man. You done took over.
You know what I'm saying? Let's do it.
Hey, mother.
Oh, Lord.
Mr. Vernon, don't never have a dull moment, do you?
And I am all someone known. Consider all the world thou hand had made. I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder. The power throughout the universe displayed. When things were good and Father gladly wonder and hear the bird sing sweetly in the tree. When I look down from log to mountain grandeur, and where the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then say, my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Say, my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art. How great thereon, when Christ shall come with shout of admiration and take me home, where joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble admiration and they'll proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sang my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sang my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Amen.
All right, Aretha.
Oh, Aretha.
Did you have your hat on?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You did better than trying, huh?
All right. Mr. Varner, you want to say anything tonight?
Yes, I have a few words I need to read. First, I like to how y'all like my singing spouse.
Oh, she's something.
Hey, all right.
We got the name Aretha Franklin. What else can we say?
That's right.
Amen.
It says, no matter what you're facing today, Jesus knows your name. He knows the danger, and he will not leave your side. You can say with confidence, the Lord, my shepherd, God, me well. The Lamb who died to save us is the Shepherd who lives to lead us. Amen.
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 Hey, Brian.
Yes, I want to read over what Grandma read, chapter Philippians 2, 1 through 11, about humble and obedient. As believers, we know we are to be Christ-like, not only in our behavior, but also in our thoughts. Mm-hmm. Verse 5 exhorts us to let the mind of Christ be at work within us, and verse 8 tells us how to do that, by being humble and obedient. That is what discipleship is all about. Discipleship is a apprenticeship to the life of Jesus, focusing on Christ as mentor and model. Jesus chose to lay aside his divine form and lowly form. As a man, he did not choose wealth, power, or worldly position. Rather, he came as a servant and he died the death of a criminal. In everything, he humbled himself, trusting God to exalt and establish his name. Discipleship may call us to choose to lay aside the rights and privileges much value in our culture in order to accept to the life role assigned us by God. In whatever position God places us, whatever it be powerful or lowly, we can try to choose how to establish and promote us. Trying to Christ be in us, we must humbly and obedient to determine our own thought life. We cannot let others do it for us. Instead, we must cause our minds to dwell on those things. All right. Amen.
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 Loretta?
Yes, I would like to share a prayer. It goes on to say, Heavenly Father, as we come to the end of our time together, we thank you for what has been accomplished here today. May the matters discussed serve as a catalyst to move us forward and cause us to advance and see growth in all areas of our lives. May we leave here recognizing you are the God of all wisdom, and you are willing to lead us forward. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I also want to send a prayer up for Kenny. A special prayer goes out to Kenny on his day, speaking before God's people and sharing God's on Sunday, October 30, 2011. He said he loves you all. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hey, this is Angela, and I would like to give a special recognition to show how much I appreciate this one individual on this call. That individual name is Daniel.
Amen.
I learned after my son traveled to here to visit me that I know, you know, we were talking about how were you going to get to the airport, and he said, "Well, I'm so close to the railway, I just get on the train and I'll go on." But when I got here, I learned that Mr. Daniel got up early that morning and walked with my son to the bus stop. Not only did he walk, he got on the train and rode all the way to the airport with Brian to see him off. That's truly, truly love. Yeah. And you know how much I appreciate it? I don't think I would have done that. Personally, I would have said, Brian, have a great trip, walk you out the door, see you later, make sure you got everything. But the thought of him, hey, I couldn't take
you. I didn't want to, believe me, I was sleeping good.
I would definitely take you the best way that I can, and that is so much love. And I wanted you to know how much I appreciate it, and knowing that you're caring for him and seeing my beautiful son just being a man these days, and the time that we've had together is just wonderful. But I wanted to recognize you for being that brother, being that uncle, and showing that love is what we're all about today. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love you all.
Amen.
Thank you, Daddy.
We have the closing prayer by Mr. Gentle, Matthew 6:9. Before we do, does anyone have anything else they would like to say? All right, hit it, Mr. Gentle.
All righty. To have the manner therefore we pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, everybody have a blessed week. God be with y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Good night. Love.
Night.
Love, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.